How to get really good at programming, or create thousands of little programs. To get really good, you need to start with an easy-to-read but all-capable language. It needs to do network, command line, server, phone apps, and desktop applications. And I'm serious about this. You need full coverage of all the modern technologies without too much switching. And you will need an easy-to-refactor, fast-to-read language where you do not have to specify data types everywhere. You will have to stick to the C family of languages, as you may wish to switch to C, C++, maybe Zig or Rust or Go later on. These languages are too demanding for practice. You need a lightweight, untyped language, and that is JavaScript. You may not write your user interface in JavaScript, which is the only way to do it right these days, and then switch to the server end and write your server stuff in a different language. You have to stick to a single language. If you learn something other than JavaScript, the moment you need to create your web and phone apps, you will need to learn JavaScript. Heads up! JavaScript is not Java. Java is slow and it is trouble. Leave it for last. Once you have an easy-to-read language that does encompass all modern technologies, you must begin writing small programs, but only the ones that are interesting to you. A lot of programmers hate the office and are never quite sure why, never quite exactly. It is because it actually interferes with their education and passion. They will feel otherwise. It will feel like they are learning. But we can only learn what calls to us, and only when it is calling. So you get out of bed and get stung by writing your own wiki with a GeoCities spin. You go write it. You don't work on something that doesn't interest you or never did. You must program whatever is calling to you. You have to flow between your curiosities. Being told what to program actually hurts you. It hurts the development of your skills. Somewhere deep down, office programmers know that being told what to do is slowing their education down and robbing them of their passion, but they don't want to admit it. Most of these programs do not need to be finished. You only go up until you know that you can finish them if there is interest. So you do the juicy parts and skip the boring stuff. You have to move quickly. The world of programming is extremely large. This method of self-education, and self-education is the only real kind of education, will have you go all around your language's capabilities and will often return you to the same areas where you will strengthen and upgrade your skills. You have to become a good mechanic that knows all kinds of cars and is able to figure out how new ones work too. You can't be an office worker, though you may try. Getting good at programming also happens to be the way to invent your first meaningful, useful, and wonderful startup. It should not come as a surprise that by learning for real, you get knowledge that you can use to build things and eventually gain financial independence.